David Van Noort.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking the call, sir. My name is Richard, and we're conducting an opinion survey. And I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All your answers are confidential, sir. I'm sorry?
Sure.
Okay, let me ask you, what is your zip code number, sir?
30309.
Thank you so much. And may I please ask, what is the year of your birth?
1963.
Nine. Okay, thank you. What is the highest level school that you have completed or highest degree you have received?
4-year college degree.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and now, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay. Thank you, sir. And now, allow me just one moment, sir. For whom do you vote in the 2020 general election for president or were not able to vote? For Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
Nope, I'm registered.
You are. Thank you, sir. Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. First will be public transportation. Second, climate change and environment. Third, education. Fourth, inflation and cost of living. Then is traffic, abortion access, crime, immigration, jobs and the economy, and racism and discrimination.
Lord, that's a long list. I'm pick three.
Yes, just three.
Inflation, okay. Inflation, cost of living.
Okay.
I'm sorry, run through the list again.
Yes, it's the public transportation, then climate change and environment, education. You already showed the inflation. Then it comes traffic, abortion access, crime, immigration, jobs and economy, and discrimination.
Crime and abortion rights.
Okay, one moment, sir. Okay, and you say crime, right? Okay,
yes.
Thank you, sir. When thinking about the direction in which of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or someone dissatisfied when it's for the city of Atlanta?
Oh, for city of Atlanta?
Yes. Are you very satisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. How about the Atlanta region?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, and Georgia?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10. And 10 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you're that you feel neither warm or cold, which is neutral, and 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable. For the Atlanta,
okay.
The Atlanta Police Department, is it from 0 to 10? What's your rate?
5.
How about self-driving cars?
Driving cars?
Mm-hmm. Self.
2.
Okay,
two.
And how about the Atlanta Beltline?
9.
Okay, and Major Andre Dickens?
5.
Okay, and we're going to do Martha Buses. Martha Buses. The buses.
6,
okay. And artificial intelligence companies?
7.
Okay, at 7. And also Governor Brian Kemp.
I'd give him a 7.
A 7, okay, thank you so much. Okay, now, will you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
I'd say 4.
4, okay. And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, or a few times a month, or rarely, or never?
Rarely.
rarely. Okay. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Is it very familiar?
Fairly familiar.
Very familiar. Okay.
Yeah, very familiar. Thank
you. How frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
A few times a month.
A few times a month. Thank you, sir. And based on what you know and what you heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or negative opinion? Is it very positive or somewhat negative or very negative?
Very positive.
Very positive. Thank you, sir. What's the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Activity.
Activity. Let me just write it down here.
Activity.
Thank you, sir. Activity. Okay. Okay, and now we go for the next one. Here are a few statements that each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree. When it comes to says, I can easily get places I want to go in Atlanta's public transportation system from 0 to 1 to 10, what's your rate?
5.
5. And also, I feel safe riding Martha. Do you feel safe riding Martha? From 0 to 10?
5.
And
five.
Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood. From 0 to 10. Do you strongly agree or you strongly disagree?
2.
Okay. Crime is a serious problem on Martha and Atlanta buses. From zero to ten, what's your rate?
I would say 5.
5. And the other one, the last one is the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse. From 0 to 10?
10.
10. Okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you agree with most? I'll read the statement D. We can fix Atlanta traffic problems by building our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from places to places with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Or statement A, we can fix Atlanta traffic problem by building our comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways.
That one.
The last one. The last one. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Okay, now it says here at the same scale from 0 to 10, I'm going to read this here. It says, adding light rail to a Beltline, do you prioritize or do you strongly prioritize from 0 to 10? And I'm gonna read it. Adding light rail to the Beltline. From 0 to 10, what's your rate? Okay.
10.
How about adding more security to Martha stops?
10.
10. Okay. Adding extra capacity and trains to Martha, making them more frequent and reliable.
7.
7. Okay. And allow me just one moment. It says you're expanding the streetcar system in the city.
3.
3. Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
8.
8. We're almost done on this, thanks, sir. Okay. How familiar are you with Atlanta Beltline transit plan, which would place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline trail? Very familiar or not too familiar?
Very familiar.
Thank you. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the plan expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Do you strongly oppose or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline transit plan would span 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline transit would link up with existing and future Martha stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you heard, do you oppose or support the plan expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Do you strongly oppose or you strongly support?
I strongly support.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you this quick what it says here. It's here. This is another rate from 0 to 10. It says here, the city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd out the city. we need to make our roadway safer by a major infrastructure improvement, including Bell Line Transit that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone. Is it not convincing to you, which is zero? Is it neutral, which is five, or very convincing to you, which is 10? From zero to 10.
10.
Okay. Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we just must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways which tore through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit. We'll reconnect our neighborhoods and give our children a future-proof Atlanta that can thrive their decades for decades to come. From 0 to 10, what's your scale, sir? I'm sorry, what's your rating?
10.
Okay.
Ten.
All world-class cities have major public transportation systems that need the city together. The Atlanta Beltline transit plans, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that the city likes New York and Chicago enjoy. From 0 to 10?
8.
You give them an 8. Okay. Now, once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation into the Bell Line? Do you strongly oppose or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Okay, this is the last one here for the scales, sir. I'm going to read to you from 0 to 10. I said here, the Bell Line train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans by tourists instead. The train stop speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will be connected fluently in our neighborhoods like Buckhead or Midtown. We need actually transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not another Disneyland monorail that only works for out-of-work towners. From 0 to 10, what's your scale? Is it very convincing? I'm sorry?
I never thought about that. I would say 5.
You will give them 5. Okay, the Bell Line train will lock in a bad public infrastructure for decades. It's not a century to come. If not centuries to come, as we've seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they are never turned down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Bell Line people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out where they actually want and need. What you give them from 0 to 10, sir?
I'll give them an 8 for that.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, one last time, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation until the Bell Line, sir? Is it strongly opposed or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only, sir. How long have you lived in Atlanta?
40 years.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? I'm going to read this with all due respect to you, sir. It says heterosexual or straight, and then it goes lesbian or gay, bisexual, and someone else, or something else.
Lesbian or gay.
Okay, thank you. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, simple, separate, divorce, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Thank you. Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
No, thank God. No.
Okay. In politics, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes you as a current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently stable?
Full-time. Full-time.
Thank you. Okay, last year, that is the 2020 split, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it?
Are you going to give me ranges or do I need to give you a number?
No, yes, you have to tell me. It says here last year, that is 2023. What was your total family income from all the sources before taxes? What was it?
Yeah, 300,000.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, let me just advise you that we just finished with your survey. I just wanted to say thank you so much for your precious time and valuable time. your opinion is very confidential and it's going to help us a lot. Thank you very much.
All right.
You have
you
a
so
great
much.
Afternoon and enjoy your dinner. Thank you so much.
All right. You too. Take
You're
care.
Very welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.